Welcome, everyone, to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave. I'm your host, and I look forward to talking to you today. I hope you look forward to listening, because we're in part three now of our Chukball Sport Ed unit, and we're in the preseason. So if you're following along, parts one and two were released, episodes 49 and 51. I saved 50 for Mr. Jared Robinson. So this is episode 52. Wow, 52 episodes. That's crazy. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. So here we go. All right, everybody. So the preseason. Now, this should not take too long because we don't spend a lot of time on the preseason. So what we do, and I'm going to recap a little bit, is we watch an actual game, a live hockey game or a soccer game or something like that, and we talk about all the jobs that there are. And I know we talked about this in the last episode a little bit. So the students, we make a thinking map. We do this usually together, although sometimes we do it separately. The students all do it. And we talk about just the different jobs, and we narrow it down. And the ones we narrow down to usually come down to something like this. There's a fitness trainer, an equipment manager, media specialist, captain, co-captain, scorekeeper, timekeeper, and referee. Now, if you're counting at home, 2, 4, 6, I'm counting right now, 2, 4, 6, 8 jobs, and there's usually about 6 kids on a team. So I explain this again, it's recapping a little bit. Students can be a captain and also be the fitness trainer or an equipment manager. They can be co-captain and scorekeeper, like things like that. So, you know, you can kind of mess around with that and see what works for you. But those are my top ones that I really, really like. The scores do not count. Now, they can still earn their 4 points using our WASP system that I talked about last episode. They can still get 4 points a day, but the score itself does not count. And so if they win, I don't know, 10-2, that's awesome, but it doesn't matter. As long as they're showing the sportsmanship and teamwork and all that good stuff, participation, you know, everybody's getting the ball, they have a good attitude, and trust me, it's not always perfect. A lot of times they're yelling at the refs or they're arguing the score, and, you know, I remind them that this is for points. This counts. Now, the score doesn't count, you know, the score of the game, but the points count. And so they are earning points, and we have a scoreboard, and they earn about, well, again, they're going to earn between 1 and 4 points, but with the way my group is, they only play a couple times a week, actual games. However, the teams that are not playing, because in my case, this year there's 4 classes at a time, so I'll see 4 fifth grades at a time while the other 3 are in art, music, and STEM. And so there's 7 total classes. So I'll see 4 this year. Now, last year I saw 5. So it does depend on the year. And, you know, what's going on? So sometimes, you know, 1 year, I think I saw 3. It was awesome. It was a couple years ago. You know, 3 classes at a time. And I'm used to 6 or 7. You know, so that's a big change. And it's a lot better. Smaller groups. So anyways, while 2 classes are actually playing and rotating, playing and doing the jobs, the other 2 classes, now some days we just kind of play. Like they just play a game, kind of a, where they get a little free time, not often, but sometimes. But most of the time, I'll have them earning points doing something different. Now, they can do something I learned from Joey Fyth, which is group juggle and defend the pin, which they really like. Now, I'll put them on their teams. So they're doing this in a separate spot, in our case, under the pavilion, while the other classes are actually playing chukball on the basketball courts. But while they can still earn the points. So they still have to be nice to people. They still have to pass the ball. All that good stuff. There's also a game called One Shot. Okay, now both of these are actually on my YouTube channel, and I will link them up in the episode notes. So this one called One Shot, I learned from Seth Martin, and it's kind of like Defend the Pin, which if you don't know what that is, that's okay. Again, I'll show you these links. But basically, there's a hoop and a pin and a ball, and somebody's defending the pin. And they in the one shot game, they get one shot to try to knock that pin down. So they have to look for open passes. They have to pass the ball, and they get one shot. And if they knock down the pin, that person gets a point. If they don't, the person defending the pin gets a point, and then they still switch. as the kind of basics. Okay, this week we've also been playing futsal, which is small group soccer, and I actually turned that into handball, which they've never played before, but it's pretty cool because I'm like, okay, it's just like chukball, except there's no rebounder. Still the three steps, 3 seconds, all that good stuff. And they liked it. It was a little bit hard at first for them to get the concept, but they, again, I let them earn points. So that kept them accountable, and it kept them, the team cohesion going, hopefully, the team unity. The captains are still trying to get their teams together and not doing their jobs, but just getting the team cohesion there. So that was all good stuff, and that is during the preseason. So, okay, so the captains, again, their job is to get everybody moving, remind them of what they need to do. This is also on the courts. If they need a substitute, they tell us, because sometimes somebody's absent or something's going on where a kid has to, I don't even know, take a test or something. I don't even know. Sometimes it happens, or they're being pulled for something. So they might need a sub. And what I do in this case, because they'll always ask for the, you know, the star athlete, and I'll say, if it's a boy, you have to sub a boy for a boy, or if it's a girl for a girl. So if a boy is missing from their team, they can pick a boy that's sitting out doing their jobs, and they can give their job to somebody else and sub. Same thing with a girl. If it's a girl missing, then they can sub for a girl. And the referees, they really got to get used to doing their jobs, and as everybody does, really. I mean, the fitness trainers warming them up, the equipment managers, you know, setting up, taking things down, the media specialists taking pictures and videos. So for the referees, they, one of their first jobs is to get the captains together. They have to count their players. They do rock, paper, scissors to start the game. And I tell the referees, because there's two referees, there's one on each team that's sitting out at the time, one referee per half court. And they get them to shake their hands at the end, you know, both teams. They, just learning the game. They're trying to learn the gameplay, the referees and the players. So this is all about the preseason. It's kind of getting the feel for the game. The students already know it by now. We played it in third grade. We played it in fourth grade. But I still notice that some students still are not getting it, and they still don't understand it. So this is a great time to learn the game and just iron out those kinks. Let them learn their jobs. Let them learn the play, the flow of the game. Okay, so this is all about preseason. And now it's time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So your cowbell tip of the day is this. I tell the students, if they do well, I'm going to use referees as my example especially. If I see them doing really well and taking charge of games, if their team doesn't make the final game, which we'll talk about soon, the actual final game, where there's only two teams that make it, you know, I might say, hey, you've done a good job being a ref. Would you mind being a referee in the final game? And that goes for same things with, you know, the media, people, advertising, anything. I had a girl make this awesome chukball kind of poster thing for us. I was like, that is so cool. So I'm, you know, I might make her the head of the advertising team when we are advertising for the final game. They put posters all around the school, and they just, it's really cool stuff. Oh, they make the banners that the teams break through. It's awesome. So anyways, I try to give them incentives, because, and I'll even tell the kids, if they do well on their teams just playing. I even told a girl the other day, I mean, her team was just not behaving, and they're just tearing each other down, and it's just not going well, but she is a wonderful girl, and she is trying her hardest. And I told her, and I tell everybody, I'm like, well, you know, we do eventually, and I'll get into this, I guess, mostly in next episode, we do eventually make another team, a coach's choice team from each class. So if she doesn't make it, and I don't think her team's going to make it as it already, even though we just started, if their team doesn't make it, I will still pick her. And I didn't tell her that, but I mean, I'm giving her incentive and saying, okay, you keep doing a good job. And if you keep doing a good job, even if you guys don't make it, your team doesn't make it, you can still make the final, you know, bracket round, the final game. So I'm trying to give them incentive. So make sure you give them some incentive and really recognize the students, not only as players, but as they're doing their jobs. So that is your cowbell tip of the day. All All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you check out supersizephysed.com for my free ebook and links to all these things that I mentioned, the YouTube videos. Let's check that out in the show notes and also on the website. I'm also going to put in test cards that you could download for free. Those are cards that I use, and I actually have them printed at a print shop, and I let the students gather all the equipment and follow the rules and the directions and even do their self-assessment, and that is all part of the preseason. And so thank you again for tuning in. I will talk to you next time in episode number 4. You guys are awesome. Take care.